Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we start this new series here in Midland. I'm joined by Mr. Dawson Dolnig, the analytics and video coordinator of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Dawson, thanks so much for the time. We're about 2 hours before game time here. You're about to go set up all the cameras. Can you just let us know what kind of your pregame routine is of all the things that you have to take care of?
Yeah, so I mean, prior to the series, I generate our advanced reports for the opposing pitching staff, and I go ahead and do the hotel bookings as well. But on game days, a lot of it's baseball technology involved. So I'll go ahead, I'll set up Trackman and Edger so we can get some good data from our pitchers. I make video playlists for our hitters for our hitter meeting, and then, you know, come about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, I'll set up my cameras, which I eventually generate a lineup on my laptop that I go ahead and do the data collection side of things.
So this is your first year with Amarillo. You had the same position last year in Hillsboro. What led you to this spot in your life that you wanted to work in player development?
That's a really interesting story. I mean, so I studied astrophysics in my undergrad, but I always had a love for the game. I was fortunate enough to play in college and a couple years after in Switzerland and Austria. So the bottom of my heart always wanted to work in baseball, and I felt like this was a great opportunity to try to hit the ground running in PD. And so, you know, after a while of applying and trying to get my foot in the door, we finally got in with the Diamondbacks, and I haven't looked back since. It's been unbelievable.
How much astrophysics are you using on a day-to-day basis here?
I would say more or less. I mean, not as much as I anticipated I would, but I always have it in the back of my mind. I love baseball aerodynamics and had the opportunity to write my thesis on it. But when it comes to the baseball technology side of things, maybe not as much, but it is very beneficial for things I do on the side, like predictive modeling and stuff like that.
And you're in contact with most everyone on the roster. You mentioned that you're picking up metrics for pitchers, you're cutting video for hitters, and I think this clubhouse is super close and has gelled really well. As somebody who sees everybody every day, what's your take on all that?
I mean, I love it when I see it. These guys all have great chemistry together. They all try to make each other better, and I think that's really important at this level. Obviously, everyone's end goal is to play in the show, but at the end of the day, you know, what you do every day matters, and bringing everything you have every day matters, and I think the staff and players do a fantastic job of pushing each other to be better every single day, and, you know, it's great to see the results come out.
How many hours of post-game work each night would you say you have?
Probably, like, I mean, on a good day, probably 2 hours, but sometimes, you know, obviously longer games means more video, and depending on the circumstances, it can be three, but for the most part, I would say on average, probably two. It's not too bad.
As somebody who obviously is very analytically driven, that's your job, how much are you kind of work? Because, you know, the clubhouse has a lot of different types of players and personalities, right? I feel like the younger generation of these baseball players is much more in tune with the analytical side of things. How much are you pushing on somebody like, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that?
You know, a lot of my part is just making sure that the coaches have the resources they need with data and analytics. Obviously, if I had the opportunity, I love the data. I love that we all look at the data. There's not too much pushing that actually needs to happen. I feel like the staff and players have a really good feel for, you know, what's needed in order to make the players better. So when it comes to pushing it, I do it less and more just help out wherever the staff needs me, whether it be, you know, custom reports or doing any kind of modeling for them. You know, I'm just there to be someone they can rely on in order to get stuff done.
You're a Texas boy, originally from San Antonio, here in the Texas League. That's got to be super cool for you. Obviously, we're spending two full weeks in your hometown when the season is done, but just to be around a part of the country that you know well has got to be cool for you.
It is awesome, Eric. I mean, I can't complain at all. You know, being able to go back home to San Antonio and see my family and close friends is really cool, and they get to kind of see a day in the life of what it's like. And, you know, baseball runs in the blood of our family. We all love it so much. So, you know, my mom, sister, and dad being able to come out and watch games is really awesome. And, you know, whether I was here or in Hillsboro, they're always going to come out and see it. But being, you know, a 15-minute drive away from the ballpark definitely helps a little bit. But I love being back home, man. It's awesome, Eric. Seriously, it's great.
Love it, man. Okay, all of a sudden there's 24 games left in the first half of the season. Isn't that insane? 12 of them against these Rockhounds, behind them half a game right now. Is that something that's discussed in the clubhouse at this point? Because I feel like it's appropriate to kind of be in scoreboard watching season now.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's been discussed, but I think for the most part, we're just trying to take it day by day. We're trying to win every day. Every day, we're just trying to win the game and, you know, see what happens from there. As long as we control what we can control and win what we need to win, I think we're going to be just fine. I think it's all about just making sure we play clean baseball, and I think everything else is going to be taken care of.
What's the highest high that Dawson can have on a single day during this job?
Watching the fellas get after it and winning a ball game. I don't think it gets better than that, Eric.
It certainly does not. Thanks for joining me, man.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, man.
Of course. The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.